This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
What did you expect him to do?
Well, I thought he was going to be, we're on the road for 30 days. I didn't know. I was 7 years old. Why don't you give me a break?
How would you learn to speak that way?
Mom, can I have an apple?
Yeah.
And Chad P.
See?
If you'd stop eating them right before the microphone opened, we could probably get through this break.
This is what I'm talking about.
Class is in.
Hey, trick or treat!
Smell our feet!
That's right. This is Rock School, and this is our yearly Halloween show. We've been on just over 2 years, but it falls just perfectly, so we get to do a third Halloween show. The first Halloween show, we played Halloween songs.
Yep.
Second Halloween show, we did the ugliest men in rock.
And somehow I got put into that list.
I don't know. Some random young lady we pulled off the street. For this third Halloween show, I decided to do something I heard when I was growing up in Cleveland. One of my favorite rock stations, every Halloween, put together this long, I don't know what you'd call it, panoply of just screams that were inside of rock songs.
Yeah, and there's plenty of them.
Oh, yeah. And I decided to think, hey, what are the songs that have the best screams in rock?
Cool.
So, in terms of Halloween, you scream at Halloween. Mm-hmm. So for an hour today, to celebrate Halloween, the best screams in rock and roll.
Yonder we go.
And any chance I get to play Van Halen, I do it. Now, David Lee Roth can't scream anymore. I don't know what happened. He kind of lost it. I guess the vocal cords didn't go. But when he was back with Van Halen, especially on this album, the Fair Warning album, he was in full voice. You know how he kind of, when he screams, it kind of goes to that higher register, almost a falsetto register?
Yep.
Do you know what that's called?
No.
It's called the whistle register.
It has a name?
Oh, yeah, it has a whistle register. Now, that's what it sounds like on a man. Mariah Carey does, and it goes, whoa, real high. I have for you what I think is his best scream.
Okay.
It's inside of the song Sinner's Swing, and it sounds like this. Got it?
Oh, my ears hurt. Why'd you have to start off with him?
It's going
to
hurt for an hour. Sinner's Swing, Van Halen, Rock School. It's a good day anytime you get to play Van Halen.
I tell you what, last week when you emailed me and said next week we're going to be talking about the best screamers in rock, I kind of started putting together a little list in my head.
Yeah.
And David Lee Roth, of course, was right up there.
Oh, the man used to say he can cop, swap, and hop hernias with any other guy in the business.
And if you have to say that about yourself, then the confidence is just oozing.
As I was a young man going around door to door in Halloween trying to pick up decent candy, I always wondered why some people only handed out cruddy candy, little penny candy and stuff like that, rather than handing out M&Ms or Milky Ways and all that.
Yeah.
And I figured it out.
Okay.
That's all that's left.
Oh.
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, that's
bad.
My problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Right. I went out and I bought bags of Halloween candy, and I bought the good stuff.
Okay.
Snickers and all that kind of stuff. And I bought one bag of crud candy.
Okay.
Jolly Ranchers and stuff like that. The stuff you really don't want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what's left?
Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers and the crud you don't want to get. That's
it's
what
not
it
Halloween
is.
Yet.
That's what it is. I've eaten everything and I brought it. If you see it here.
Yeah.
There I got
the
it right
M&Ms.
There. We got M&Ms to nosh on while the next one is playing. This scream comes right at the beginning of the song. This guy is a great screamer. He doesn't really even sing. He screams Axl Rose. From their 1987 debut album, Appetite for Destruction, it starts almost right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, whoa, for a minute and a half. I can't even hold my breath for a minute and a half. And this guy screams for a minute and a half.
Yep.
Axl, Rock School.
Baby.
Yeah, you're going to die.
You're
going to record.
Dude, what are you doing?
I'm eating M&Ms.
Oh, Lord. While you're chewing, I want to tell you something.
All right.
In 87, right after they came out and I bought their album,
yeah.
I thought that's how Axl Rose talked. And I saw him on MTV and they were like, we caught up with Axl Rose right before the concert. And he goes, we've been on the road for the last couple of days. I said,
what'd you expect him to do?
Well, I thought he was going to be, we're on the road for 30 days. I didn't know. I was 7 years old. Why don't you give me a break?
How would you learn to speak that way? Mom, can I have an apple? Yeah. Okay. The next guy I want to play is Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you don't think of Billy Idol as a screamer.
No.
He doesn't really scream long. He kind of has this guttural wow when he screams.
Well, you know, I can't really do it that often, you know.
That's right. Whiplash smile.
Mm-hmm.
I love the song Rebel Yell.
So do I.
From Billy Idol. That's one we're going to play. In case you're wondering where it comes from, I heard this on his VH1 Storyteller. He was with Mick and Keith of the Rolling Stones, and they were passing around a bottle of this rot gut whiskey called
Rebel Yell.
Rebel Yell. There it is. Now, when you listen to this intro, the guitarist in me wants to tell this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to this intro, it sounds like a guitar and a piano playing together.
Mm-hmm.
Not so. Steve Stevens is playing the whole thing in a classical finger plucking mode. So this whole intro is one guitar, one take, one shot.
Cool.
When you see him play it live, it's one of those where you just sort of, the chin hits the floor and you go, I have to take more lessons. So on the Scream Show, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, Rock School. I'll tell you one good thing about Billy Idol.
What's
he
that?
Writes good long songs.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's about a 5-minute tune. You don't get any old 3-minute poofs out of there.
Nope.
Now, we got to go into the break a little bit short because
we didn't have to time it out. We want to because we want to eat M&Ms.
That's true. And I just go ahead and eat them on the air because
it
is the Halloween show. We're dealing with screams. So let's say hello to a couple affiliates here right off the bat. Hello, KLSU. Congratulations on the football win this past weekend.
Very nice. Hello, Salamanca, Spain, Radio Universidad.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about a song from Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, when I played this for my wife, she looked at me and went, that's not a scream.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, yeah, it is. It's just not, bah! You know, at the top of your lungs.
Wow, go figure. Controversy on Rock School. That never happens.
No, the email we got from a guy telling me I was completely wrong about the last show. Well, maybe we'll tell you about that a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take a break right now. Catch us on iTunes, by all means. Back in a minute. Rock School.
See, here's the problem with stuff like this.
What's up?
I actually picked Robert Plant in my list that I put together.
Yeah.
You said you have him. I said I would have played this specific song.
You
said
you were going to play Black Dog.
Yes.
Hey, Mom, it's the way you move.
So did you tell me that your wife is calling foul on you for it not being a scream? And then you tell me that mine's not even a scream.
Here's the thing. If everybody would just agree that I'm right, the world would go so much smoother and continue to spin.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to play Whole Outta Love because of that little section in the middle where it, you know, Whole Outta Love really is about a 2-minute song.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know that part.
Yeah, the little scene in the middle that just kind of goes off, and he goes into this weird scream that sounds like this. Huh? Now, scream or not?
No, I agree with you that it's a scream. I simply said if I would have been putting together the show, I would have played Robert Plant and I would have done Black Dog.
Well, it's not
That's all I said.
It's not a scream.
Well, okay.
He's just singing high.
Well, to me,
that's... You scream.
Where's my M&M's?
Once again, if everyone just would agree that I'm right, we could move forward. You spilled your M&M's right there. Robert Plant, Rock School.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school. Way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love.
If you'd stop eating them right before the microphone opened, we could probably get through this break.
This is what I'm talking about.
What?
You said that song was 2 minutes.
No.
That song was 5.5 minutes long.
The thing about it is, A Whole Lot of Love would be 2 minutes long if they got rid of that whole section with the...
You never said that.
That's what I meant.
Your name should be Catch. There's always a catch.
Well, of course. I want to win. I want to win every argument, so I don't give you all the rules up front.
You knew you were going to be doing this. That's why you came in here with bags of M&Ms.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All we've done is had the plane. The peanuts are still to come, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take one more short song before the bottom of the hour. This is a rock song that's in its own little league. Here's a neat piece of trivia. How many rock songs do you know that have no guitar in the entire song?
What?
There's a few of them. Rock songs that have no guitar in the entire song. Mm. Listen through it. Arthur Brown, Fire. No guitar. But it's got some great screams because Arthur can let him go. Rock School.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
How about that? No guitar the whole way through it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, rock song.
I didn't think that could be done. I thought that was like an oxymoron. Here's a rock song with no guitar. What?
Yeah. You know who produced the song? Pete Townshend.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to hear from The Who a little later on because it's my opinion, the best screaming rock period belongs to The Who.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Welcome to the bottom of the hour, folks. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Hey, happy Halloween. Time to do 7 days and 70 seconds from Monday, October 26th through Sunday into the month of November. November 1. Chad, please.
Okay, Monday, October 26th in 1963, Bob Dylan played at Carnegie Hall.
Not bad. Practice. October 27th, 1995, Gloria Estefan becomes the first pop artist ever to receive a request to perform from the Pope.
Nice. Wednesday, October 28th, that's a Wednesday this year, but back in 1989, Aerosmith reached number 5 with Love in an Elevator. I talked about Aerosmith in this segment because we're going to hear from him a little later on.
The Demon of Screamin'?
You know.
On the Screamin' Show?
Of course.
October 29th, 1963, the Hollies begin recording their session for their first album.
On October 30th, in 1964, Roy Orbison's song, Oh, Pretty Woman, is certified gold. How about that?
You bet. Nice voice.
Thank you.
October 31st, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Halloween. 1998, KISS kicks off its Psycho Circus tour with a Halloween extravaganza in Los Angeles. And then November 1st, 1936, the first of only 2 Robert Johnson recording sessions take place. And that's 7 days in 70 seconds.
There were only 2?
Yeah, he only recorded twice.
Huh.
And if you look at them chronologically, you can hear how the first one is so happy and so peppy and Hot Tamales and They're Red Hot. And then later on, that's when you get, you know, Hellhound on My Trail and shorter songs. It's the feeling of life running out. It's eerie when you put them in chronological order and listen to them.
Sounds it.
Almost as if he knew something was happening.
Crazy.
Back to the Halloween show. Back to our M&Ms in just a minute. Back to the screaming.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to play this guy right from the beginning, but what was weird was that Rob Halford of Judas Priest, there's not a lot of screaming on record. I know that sounds weird. You listen to him in concert, and breaking the what? Breaking the what? Breaking the what? And he's screaming, breaking the la, and he screams. I had to search a little bit. I finally ran into a good one right at the beginning. What a voice. I mean, sonic. Rob Halford screaming for vengeance back in 1982.
Sweet.
About 3 seconds in, kaboom, Rock School. What a leather throat.
Breaking the what?
I mean,
breaking the what?
A leather throat on that guy. Now, Chad tipped it out. He wanted to play something from the Demon of Screaming, Steven Tyler. Oh,
my
yeah.
First pick.
Well, he's got the nickname for it.
Absolutely.
And again, I looked through a bunch of stuff because I got my iTunes up there and mm-hmm. I have everything that they've ever put out except maybe something inside a Pandora's box, but I have just about everything.
Uh-huh.
And I went through it and there's a lot of that yuck. And all that kind of stuff. And that's not really screaming. I needed something where he just literally opened his throat and went, wah, and let it go.
I know where we're going with this.
Dream On.
Of course.
There you go. It's from their 1973 Dream On debut album. The Demon of Screaming sounds like this. And the song goes like this. Rock School. Steven Tyler, the Demon of Screaming. You know, when I went to see them live in New Orleans, it's the only time I've ever seen him. I've only seen him once live. I expected, because of his performance range, I expected him to be hoarse towards the end of the night and, you know, just sort of take things down to a lower key. He was stronger by the end of the concert.
I was at that concert, and I got to tell you, in my professional opinion, the guy just doesn't seem to age.
Yeah, it's at least vocally, he seems to be good.
Energy-wise, either. He's running all over the place, and I'm looking at him going like, oh, God, I would have passed out by now.
I've seen the video. He was at some motorcycle rally where he fell off the stage, and they had to cut the tour short. I think it's You'd Love in an Elevator he was singing. Full voice. Before he fell off the stage, full voice going in.
He's a monster.
We got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to play the song that has what I believe to be the greatest scream ever in rock and roll. Now, I want to play it now because it's 8.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure we got enough time. I don't want to get caught towards the end and have Chad have to chop the end of it off.
I will chop.
Hello, KSCL Shreveport. Thank you for running Rock School.
And thank you, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin, for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
And of course, iTunes. Those of you who listen on iTunes, please write to us. Please email us because we love getting your letters. Adore it. And by the way, I do my best to respond back to each one, don't I?
Yes.
Don't I? Yeah,
thank you to Mike, who emailed us last week and said, hey, on the fake bands, I got to call you guys out. What happened to Fat Albert and the Junkyard Gang?
You're right, Mike. I just flat out missed it. We should have learned something. Yeah, remember that at the end of each one?
Yep.
We might just learn something.
Yeah.
Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, now the song that I think has the greatest scream in rock and roll. If you've been listening to the first part of the show, you can probably tell it's from The Who, and it's going to come out of the leather lungs of Roger Daltrey. This is Won't Get Fooled Again, and sad enough, it's the last song that Keith Moon ever performed with The Who back in 1978 at Shepperton Studios. Now, I have the clip because being an eight-minute song, it's not right at the beginning. In fact, it's after this long lull of a Moog synthesizer there in the middle. And the clip sounds like this. Huh? Am I right?
Man, cats run, glass cracks.
The dog ran from the room and tail between its leg looked out and what was that? Here you go. The Who, greatest scream in rock and roll. Rock School.
Rock School.
I'd like to go ahead and offer the disclaimer right now. You know, we always over-prepare for the show to make sure that we have enough material.
Oh, yeah.
So I did my own research and came up with some. Doc has a bunch on the list that are not going to make it. But before you come in with the email saying, hey, what about this one? What about this one? On my list are Maynard Keenan from Tool.
Yeah.
And also Chris Cornell from Audioslave / Soundgarden, in addition to Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Well, yeah, good. I got Revolution with Paul McCartney right at the beginning. Yeah. Ian Gillan, Woman from Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Joe Cocker, when I have a little help from my friend. Mm-hmm. Gilmore, Rock and Roll Machine. Who else do I have? Bruce Dickinson, Number of the Beast, Iron Maiden.
You also had the Beastie Boys with Sabotage.
Yeah, Sabotage.
I had that
on there.
Right.
We're going to finish up with AC/DC. All the way back with Bon Scott.
I love Bon Scott. I really do.
The thing about it is when radio stations play this version, oftentimes this gets chopped off at the end.
Why?
Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap ends fairly cold. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Done Dirt Cheap.
Right. And then at the end, he gives the greatest growl scream. And it sounds like this. That belongs.
There you go.
That belongs.
Absolutely.
So what'll happen is, as we play this last, if you listen the whole way through the show, the scream will end the show.
Yes, it will.
I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Happy
that sucked.
Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. That does it for the show. Class is dismissed.